Welcome back to an episode of Hot Pizza Ass. I was going to say another episode, but this is not another episode. This is an anniversary. This is the 1 year anniversary of Hot Pizza Ass. I'm recording this on the exact 1 year anniversary of the day that I released my first episodes, which were the trailer, the solo episode of why I started the podcast, and the episode with Donna D'Errico from Baywatch, and she talks about life behind the red swimsuit. And just reflecting back on the past year, I am so full of gratitude and love and happiness for what I've been able to accomplish through this podcast, the people that have supported it. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be able to do this. It's the one project that I get to work on where I have full creative control, and where I had this idea and I thought to myself, I really want to create a podcast that can change people's lives. I want to be like Oprah. I want to be like millennial Oprah and bring self-love to a venue, a platform where people could listen to this on a weekly or almost weekly basis and get something out of it that will help them see other people, people they respect and admire and look up to, and see their flaws, the places in the life where they have struggled or maybe not always felt super confident, and to be able to take that and realize that we're really not that different. Self-love is a really interesting path for every single person. We all have interesting journeys and struggles and areas where we feel like we're not enough, and no one is exempt from that. And I'm so proud of the fact that I've been able to bring so many different people to kind of share their stories in that way. I know it started out being very body positive and talking about things in that realm. And over the past year, we've really expanded and talked about a lot of different things. And I think we even see that in the past episode that we had with Hans Mollenkamp, who is a branding and marketing guru who's worked with everyone from Monster Energy to CBDMD to the companies that he has actually started and has become the CEO of and stuff like that. So we've really kind of brought a lot of different perspectives to the table. And with every single episode, I think what we get is a story, and that story shares something very personal about how the person was able to grow and expand into the person that they are today. I'm so proud of this. It's the one project in my life where I have total creative control and I can make it to be whatever I would like it to be. So thank you guys for the support and the journey. I love you so much, and I'm grateful for each and every listener. I wanted to create this special little solo episode and do this 1 year anniversary podcast because I have a lot to tell you guys. I have some things I want to celebrate with you guys, and then I also have giveaways. I have a couple of amazing 1 year anniversary giveaways I'm going to tell you guys about. So we're going to start off with my good news. We're going to move into the giveaways, and then I'm going to tell you guys about a couple of podcast appearances that I have done recently that I think are great and I would love to share with you. But before we get into all of that, I want to remind you, if you like this podcast, if you get something out of this, and I'm looking at every single one of you right now who listens to this and has not written a review, please write a review. Please go to iTunes, write a review for the podcast, give us 5 stars, give us a rating. It's how we grow, and I cannot emphasize this enough. If you get something out of this, it's the easiest, cheapest, quickest way to really support the podcast. Please give us a 5-star review. If you have not done that yet, go ahead, pause this, do it right now. Another way you can support Hot Pizza Ass, because we are completely independent. And when I say we, I mean like you and me, the listener. Like, we are in this together. I do this completely on my own. I don't have a network. I don't have a support system other than the listeners. So every expense that comes with podcasts, which is the hosting, the video content, if you guys see that. If you ever see a video on social media with text, I have to use an app for that, a subscription-based app. So every expense that I have comes out of my pocket or it comes from the Patreon. So if you want to see us grow and do some more fun things, like maybe do more video content or move into a studio, if you like listening to this and you would prefer to watch it on YouTube, well, I need a budget for that. So head on over to patreon.com/erindarling, and there you will find different tiers to support. You can start at just $5 a month. It's very little. For the same price as a latte, you can support the podcast. Or, you know, for the same price as a slice of pizza, you can support the podcast and help us grow. I have a lot of cool bonus content there. And if you join now, the good news is, because I've been doing this for a year, you get a year's worth of content. So I have bonus episodes there. I have a digital photo set that comes out every single month aligned with themes of the podcast. I have, you know, stories behind the episodes, things that didn't make the cut when I actually record these or when I edit them, and just a lot of cool stuff there. Like sometimes I do essays, like I try to just put more interesting stuff in alignment with Hot Pizza Ass. So if you like Hot Pizza Ass, go to patreon.com/erindarling, and there are a lot of different ways you can support us there financially. One of the biggest announcements that I have, and one of the highlights of the year, besides all the amazing guests and people that have shown up for this podcast, is the fact that Hot Pizza Ass was named the number 3 self-love podcast out of all the podcasts, according to this ranking machine search engine called FeedSpot, which is amazing. And I just want to thank you guys, because I would have been just excited to be on the list at all. There were 100 podcasts that were ranked, and Hot Pizza Ass was number 3, and we've only been doing this for a year, so that is a huge accomplishment. Thank you guys so much. I am so stoked, and just the fact that we're recognized as the number 3 self-love podcast makes me feel like I'm doing my job. You know, I'm doing the job. I'm making the mission happen, so it is beyond an honor, and I just love that that happened. And another big bonus of incredible things that have happened this year is that we have merch now. We have t-shirts. So I teamed up with this brand called the 86ers, and they created, well, I designed the shirts actually, which makes it really special. I designed the shirts. I told them I want it to look like this. I want it to look like an old school 70s like pizza delivery guy t-shirt, like a ringer tee. I want it to be red and white. I want it to have a slice of pizza, and I just want it to look like a vintage pizza shop, like your favorite hometown local pizza slice joint t-shirt, something you would buy there. And we accomplished it, and it is available. We did a pre-sale, and we're doing really well. We are moving some t-shirts, you guys. So if you would like to do that, go ahead and go to the show notes, because I will put a link there to the t-shirts, and you can still use my code Erin for, I think it's 10% off, which would probably just kind of like equate to shipping. So you basically get free shipping wherever you're at. Well, I guess depending on where you're at. Like if you're in England and you order a shirt, the shipping might be more than that. But, you know, the 10% will probably factor into shipping if you live locally in the United States. But who knows? Just order a shirt, you guys. They're awesome. And you can see them on the Instagram of a Hot Pizza Ass. So definitely check them out and order a shirt if you like awesome, cool, vintage looking shirts that I designed. I'm a designer now, you guys. Now on to the giveaways. I am just over the moon to announce that I'm doing a clean beauty giveaway in alignment with this podcast. A couple of episodes ago, I interviewed Dr. Alisa Vidi, who specializes in women's health and hormone health, and she gave an incredible interview. That episode is so great. If you haven't had the chance to listen to it, please do. Her book, Woman Code, legitimately changed my life. I had no idea that the things that we eat or put on our skin, down to our cosmetics and cleaning products, right, affect our hormones. Like, they affect our lives in ways that we don't even really completely understand. And it's sad because a lot of commercial brands, like the brands that we would easily buy at Ralph's or sometimes Target or something, are full of toxins. I went through a clean sweep. Like, I just went through all of my stuff. I threw away so many items that I had owned, especially cosmetics. It's a really big offender. Anything that goes directly on your skin, should be something you guys should look out for. But if you listen to that episode, there are definitely directives. There are ways to start looking at your cosmetics or your lotions or your shampoos. And I did it all. I went through, I got rid of a lot of the brands I was using that had toxic ingredients. And you guys might be surprised. Even brands sometimes that brand themselves as vegan or healthy are actually full of toxins. So I've gone through this whole journey this year, and it's been a really important step in my personal health and my well-being and my self-love. So I really wanted to do a clean beauty giveaway where I could just easily send a listener a little package of things that they might like. Like, I really wanted to make sure that there was a primer in it, because we all know that a lot of primers include silicone, which, controversial, right? Like, maybe you don't want silicone on your face, but then again, that's what makes a primer a primer. So what do you use if you don't want to use something with silicone in it? I found an alternative. There's a brand called Exa that makes an amazing foundation, and they make a primer as well. And Exa teamed up with us to send someone a primer. And then they also introduced me to a skincare brand called Wildcat, which is a really cool, funky brand. Like, they use all these amazing colors. Like, their advertising is so fun and crazy and bright. And I think you guys would actually really love it. Just go to their Instagram and check out their whole vibe. But they make a glow serum, which is a clean beauty glow serum. It's saffron. I think it's oat milk and CBD. And they just released it this week. So whoever wins this will get the glow serum and be amongst some of the first people to try it. I've been trying it for the past week. They sent it to me early, and I love it. It's amazing. And I also teamed up with Johnny Concert, another clean beauty brand that makes amazing high pigmented makeup. And I wanted to include an eyeshadow palette in this giveaway, because once you guys start looking at your ingredients and throwing away toxic makeup, you'll realize that a lot of your high pigment blushes and shadows are going to be in the trash. And here's why. A lot of these products contain mica and talc, which is not good for you. It's a known carcinogen. And some of the coloring agents, like especially like the Red Lake, if you look at your products and it has a Red Lake in it, like, those are not good for you. So I noticed I was throwing away a lot of like my high pigment shadows and colors, which is fine for me personally because I don't wear a lot of crazy colors in my makeup. But they are fun to have, and I know people who are really into makeup love having those as an option. So I wanted to include a clean beauty option for all of you makeup junkies that want your hot pink eyeshadow and your purples and things like that. So I did it. Johnny Concert is donating a palette, a Chromadelica palette, which has like this really amazing hot pink, like a neon purple, a blue, and an orange. They're great colors. So whoever wins this gets that as well. So again, just to recap, you get your Exa primer, you get your Wildcat glow serum, and you get your Johnny Concert palette. So go to my Instagram for the podcast, which is at a hot pizza ass. And there are all the instructions there for the giveaway. Basically, you just follow the brands. It's like the easiest thing to enter, like no personal information. You just follow the brands and tag two friends who would like this, which is, who wouldn't like this? Like, let's give away some free makeup to some people. Guys, girls, everyone, enter the giveaway. I'm just excited to be able to give one of the listeners something this cool. Let's talk about my other partnership that I've also created for Hot Pizza Ass listeners. So I have been so curious about nootropics. I've wanted to try them for a really long time, but I was always kind of weirded out about nootropics because, you know, they're designed to help your cognitive function. But everyone that I know that has tried them in the past, they always kind of acquired them in a shady manner. And I was like, what are in these? I don't want to try these until there's like a very commercial brand that can tell me that this stuff is FDA approved until I try it. So if you guys know, nootropics are basically cognitive function supplements, kind of like they help your body. There are things like adaptogens and things like that in them, which I'm also very, very skeptical of. And I research things a lot before I try them. So when I wanted to try nootropics, I found this brand Formula, and I reached out to the CEO, and I got on a call with them and asked all of the questions, like literally all of the questions, like for like 40 minutes, I grilled them and asked them about what are nootropics, like what's the science behind this? Tell me about the ingredients. How does this work? And what they've done is they've created a way to kind of like find a formula for you that is highly customizable. It's personalized. It's based on your needs and what you want. So yeah, it's amazing. They're personalized blends of supplements tailored to anything from creativity to energy to focus. And for me, I am not drinking caffeine right now. I've been on a cleanse and yeah, we'll have to talk about that later because I miss caffeine a lot. But this has been a really nice alternative because I've been taking the energy formula, which has helped me stay really, really focused. It's helped my days go a little bit better. I can really, really stay on top of my to-do list, which is super, super important for someone like me that has a lot going on. So if you've ever been interested in trying nootropics, you go to their website. It's called findmyformula.com. You take a personal assessment quiz, which asks you questions about what your goals are, what you want to feel like, why you're interested in trying nootropics in the first place. Based on your answers, they kind of develop this whole little like option of what you might want to try. Maybe you want to try your energy formula. Maybe you want to try the creativity one, the logic one. There's a lot of different things that you can try. And based off of that, you kind of put together a little sample packet and you get to test these out. As I mentioned before, I've tried a bunch of them. I've tried the creativity formula, clarity, logic, and energy, but by far my favorite is energy. That's the one that I really like a lot and I find to be the most effective. But it's different for everyone. This is all based on like your brain performance and what your body likes. My body likes energy. And they're safe. Safety is really their top priority, and that's why I felt comfortable experimenting with this. But yeah, so they only use ingredients that are classified by the FDA as like safe. So anything that's gone through a phase 3 clinical trial. So these are the right types of nootropics to try if you're curious, if you're skeptical like me, if you just want to see, hey, does this help me perform better? Do I stay focused? Like if I don't want to be on pharmaceuticals or constant caffeine, is there an option out there for me? I'm here to tell you, yes, there is, and it is formula. So I teamed up with them to see if I could give a discount code to my listeners because I know that these can also be rather expensive, and I was like, well, if I tell them to try these, if they want to try these, I want to throw in a discount so they can get like at least 15% off. And they said, okay, let's do it. So only for Hot Piece Ass listeners, we have a 15% discount code if you use Aaron when you check out. So go to findmyformula.com. Take the assessment quiz, see if any of this resonates with you. And when you make your first order, don't forget to use that code, Aaron, so you get that discount and you get to try these. Yay! I love giving my listeners special perks and discounts. It's awesome. And last but not least, I want to tell you guys about a couple of podcast appearances that I've done recently. The first one is Crying Behind Sunglasses. Sorry, it took me a second to remember the name of the podcast. It was like I saw the logo in my mind and then my mind blinked. Crying Behind Sunglasses, hosted by Katie Dahl, who is a comedian as well and also a filmmaker. But her podcast is all about mental health and it's great. It's a really great show. And we did a podcast episode that just came out, I think 2 weeks ago. And I just recently listened to it and I wanted to give this podcast a shout out because I love the conversation that we had. It was very honest and we really get into a lot of body image stuff. And I tell some stories there that I haven't even told on this podcast yet. I get very, very honest about my background, about my body, the times in my life when I felt that I wasn't enough, especially when it came to body stuff. That's always hard to talk about, but whenever I do talk about it, I feel that it's really good to get vulnerable because that is relatable. Who hasn't felt like crap from time to time? So I like putting it out there. And if you're interested in those types of stories, if you're interested in a lot of vulnerability and honesty, I would check that out. Also, Katie shares a lot of her experiences too on that podcast episode. So I think in particular, it's a really, really great piece if you want to get a little bit more into body image stuff. Another podcast we have to talk about. And another huge accomplishment of this podcast is that I'm being taught in colleges. Yeah, in the past year of launching this, I have become part of college curriculum, which is so amazing. And I have to thank Professor Dolsky, Dr. Gwendolyn Dolsky, who is the creator and host of Good is in the Details podcast. So I did that podcast about a year ago, right after I'd initially launched Hot Pizza Ass. And she found me and asked if she could interview me. And we did an episode a year ago, hosted by her and her co-host, Rudy Sallow, who is also amazing and smart and insightful. And she is one of these people that has incredible interview questions. She's so thoughtful. She's a philosophy professor. So she goes into these interviews with great questions, asking me stuff that no one has ever asked me, which once you do a million podcasts, people ask you all the same stuff. You get used to it. But she's actually one of those interviewers that throws things my way that I'm like, whoa, I have to think about that for a second. Like, no one's ever asked me that. And I love interviews like that. So I joined their podcast again, but this time to talk about social media. We talk about The Social Dilemma, which is a documentary on Netflix. If you guys have not seen this documentary yet, you should. It's very eye-opening, and it is about the way social media changes us and uses us. And it's honestly changed my whole outlook. I now have a timer on my Instagram. I'm only on Instagram for like 2 hours or less every single day. And I think once you watch this, you'll just become a little bit more aware of your own habits. And it's a really, really good documentary. So we tackle that, and we talk a lot about social media, and it's a fantastic episode. I also re-listened to that. It came out a few days ago, and I thought to myself, wow, I'm really proud of myself, and I'm proud of them too, of Gwen and Rudy, because they're great at this podcast that they do. It's a really, really good podcast, very smart. And I just want to share that with you guys because I'm very proud of those episodes, of both of those episodes I just spoke about on Good is in the Details podcast, and also Crying Behind Sunglasses. Now that I have 1 year of Hot Pizza Ass under my belt, maybe some of you are wondering, well, what is next? I'll tell you what's next. A lot. I have two amazing episodes lined up for this month. I don't know if I'll be able to release them both this month because the episodes are going to be recorded kind of back to back. But these guests are amazing. They're both published authors of books that I think will kind of free your mind a little bit. One of them is very much in the body positivity world, and the other one is in like the, you know, being a badass, being an entrepreneur, living your best life space. So I'm really excited to talk to both of those people, and I will be releasing those episodes very soon. I'm working very hard to continue finding guests that will bring value to the show and to you, the listener. So watch out for those. They're coming very soon. And other than that, you guys, thank you. I need to thank you. I need to thank the listeners. I need to thank especially the people that support on Patreon and anyone that's ever shared an episode of the podcast with someone else that they love, because that's why I do this. I do this to reach people. I do this to hopefully, you know, change lives, to make people have a little bit of a better day, a better moment, to learn a lesson, to feel something. And that's why I do this. I'm very grateful for this. And I need to support the listeners right back. So thank you. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this journey. Happy 1 year anniversary to all of us. You are all hot pizza asses. Pizzazzes. You know, that's what I call you guys. You rock. Thank you for joining us for this special little solo episode of the show. Please go to the show notes so that you don't forget about these discount codes, so that you enter the giveaway for the Clean Beauty Makeover, and so you can support us. Go to patreon.com. And also, feel free to leave us reviews. Share this podcast with other people. Thank you for your support. Keep doing it. Have a great day. Live your best life, you guys. See you later. I'm Erin Darling-Turalva.